With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Trump administration says it will use tariff revenue to bolster a food aid program that's facing funding shortages. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The nutrition program for women, infants, and children, known as WIC, is in jeopardy during the federal government shutdown. Experts say the program that helps 6 million low-income mothers and young children will run out of federal money unless the shutdown ends within 2 weeks. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president plans to pay for food aid from tariff income. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI in 2023 analyzed phone records of more than a half a dozen Republican lawmakers as part of an investigation into President Trump's election integrity efforts, according to information released by GOP senators. The disclosure adds new detail to the since-shuttered investigation by the FBI and former special counsel Jack Smith. Eric Trump says his father's enemies took aggressive aim at him and his supporters when he announced he would run for president again in 2024.
When they debanked them, when they deplatformed them, when they silenced them, when they turned down the dials, you know, if they tried to amplify a message, they went after their churches and they went after their pastors and they went after their conservative nonprofit organizations and they used the IRS as a weapon in this country. They put our party and they put our nation under siege.
Trump made comments to the Salem Radio Network. Tennessee officials now believe 16 people were killed by a massive explosion at a military munitions plant. More people were initially reported missing following Friday's blast at the plant about 50 miles west of Nashville, but authorities were able to confirm that some of the suspected victims were at the facility at the time of the blast. This is SRN News. New Jersey lawmakers issue a warning.
The state legislature has voted to issue a, quote, reproductive health travel advisory that will advise New Jersey residents that some other states ban or restrict abortion, a fact that the vast majority of Americans must certainly be aware of already. Critics also wonder why a New Jersey woman who can easily get an abortion in her home state would travel to another state to terminate her pregnancy in the first place. Some call the legislature's action a kind of liberal virtue signaling. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration says the state of Minnesota and its governing body for high school athletics are violating a key federal law against sex discrimination by allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The ruling comes from the civil rights offices at the Department of Education and the Department of Health and Human Services. The agencies say they are violating Title IX. This is SRN News. Las Vegas has secured its place as a WNBA dynasty with its latest title win.
The Las Vegas Aces have three of a kind.
This one hits different because it was different.
Coach Becky Hammon's team secured its third overall WNBA title in a four-season span, completing a sweep of the Phoenix Mercury with a 97-86 Game 4 win. Asia Wilson led the way with a game-high 31 points.
This group here, we were battle-tested. Like, I mean, from top to bottom, battle-tested.
She earned her second Finals MVP award.
I think greatness is who you're around.
Owner Mark Davis believes his team is just getting started.
What they've accomplished in winning three titles in 4 years is truly amazing.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The latest college football coaches poll has been released. Ohio State is once again leading the nation. More details at srnnews.com.